1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH two-sitter time, 752. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
All right. Well, the talk has been over the last few weeks and even months about a special legislative session. October's ticking by, November coming up. What's the latest you hear? Is there going to be a special session?
Well, there almost certainly will be a special session. I think the question is when and what is going to be involved. Unfortunately, you know, that's basically all we know in the public, and it's all we know in the Republican caucus, is that there probably will be a special session, but we don't know what will be in the legislation, and we don't know when it's going to be. And, you know, the key question is really, what will they do on housing? And, you know, we also now know that there is a draft of a significant housing bill circulated, you know, because the House Majority Leader tweeted out a picture of it that he was reading through a draft, but we don't know what's in it. We don't know what the status of negotiations are. And it would be very useful, I think, for the general public to know in advance of the bill actually being presented to the legislature.
Now, there's also been talk that the session could also encompass things that from the federal level impacting Connecticut. What do you hear about that?
Yes, I mean, obviously, there's federal budgets passed every few years, and you know, and this year as well, it'll probably have some effect on the state finances and the state budget, but we don't know exactly what that's going to be. It might be, if you know, tens of millions of dollars to the plus side or the minus side of the state budget, and you know, depending on that, there might need to be state legislation to true up. But we still don't know exactly what the effect is and even in what direction it is. And I haven't heard estimates of how the federal legislation will affect the state, you know, in any clear way yet. So there could be the need for state legislation to true up the state budget, but I haven't seen any evidence that it will be significant so far, and you know, what exactly the you know, the credits and debits are going to be.
We're speaking with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich, and Senator, what are you hearing, people you've talked to, constituents and elsewise, about the government shutdown and how that impacts Connecticut?
Well, obviously, you know, it can affect certain programs that are utilized by Connecticut residents. You know, it's not something I've heard that much from my constituents to date, but I certainly hope that both sides of the aisle in Washington can figure out some sort of reasonable compromise to keep the government open, to keep services going. You know, it's not a significant standard or expectation, I think, from the general public that they come to some sort of agreement, but to date, you know, I haven't heard from constituents, frankly, of significant disruptions quite yet. I'm sure that will change the longer it goes on.
Mm-hmm. Are you starting to put together things that you want to propose or you know, lobby for when it comes to the session that begins in the early next year?
Yes, you know, there every single year I normally propose roughly 60 pieces of legislation, you know, mostly focused on reducing cost of living, you know, protecting local control of decision-making, protecting the public safety. And, you know, a lot of those pieces of legislation I'll propose once again in the coming years, but there's also new and different topics that that reveal themselves every year that, you know, for which I'll propose new legislation. You know, for instance, providing access to telecommunications programs for free in Connecticut, funded by the federal government, is a narrow example of something that I've just learned of in the off season that I'll propose newly next year. So, you know, every single year, every legislator has the opportunity to propose anything, And normally my approach is that I propose many of the same or similar things year in, year out. But there's also other issues that come up new from constituents or other avenues that I'll propose new legislation for as well.
All right. And is there going to be a bridge across Long Island Sound?
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay. Especially into water.
I have a bridge to sell you if anyone thinks it'll happen.
All right. Senator Fazio, as always, thanks very much for your time. Be well.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.
That State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins us on the third Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time, we will check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich for his monthly legislative update.